Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He loves beer and chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden, he knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. Chewing tobacco, football and boobs. He knows Bobby Bowden, he knows Pete Carroll. He likes a 3-4 defense. He's Jay Binkley.
And he takes Tylenol. I kid. We're with Jay Binkley now here on 96.5 The Fan. Bink, I apologize for missing that stat. I added the playoff into the regular season instead of the overall, so I apologize for skewing that stat, my man.
Nah, Dust, man. I've been sitting here looking at that number this week or whatever. Yep. I can't have lost to him twice, and he always smacks him around. Smacks around him and Lamar and Josh Allen.
Hey,
nobody's business.
I have a really serious question for you. I understand that football reigns supreme in your life, but
yes.
So does the United States of America in golf. Sunday, the Ryder Cup, it's where it's 1v1, and it's Chiefs and Ravens at 325. Like, are you going to 2TV it, or does it matter?
It's going to have to be 2TVs, okay. Man. The Ryder Cup is
Day, man. That's like Bryson versus Rory if they do it right.
It is unreal. Yeah, it's a sports dream this weekend.
Yeah, so, Jay, I'm just going to say this right from the jump. You sold me a bill of goods on this college football stuff last weekend, not a very big slate, but you're going to make up for it this weekend, right? We got a lot going on in college football from a big slate standpoint.
It depends. I mean, there were some good games on it, but, yeah, this is the best weekend of the year. Four games with ranked opponents where both teams are ranked. There's actually six because I think Washington, who's playing Ohio State, should be ranked. They are undefeated. And also Auburn fell out of the rankings, but we all saw they got screwed against Oklahoma, right? They had a touchdown, a scoop and score. It was not counted. Oklahoma hit a player that was supposed to
I've never seen that before. I'm watching that game, and they're hiding players on the field. Like, that was something I've never heard of. I'm surprised Belichick didn't do that.
And then Auburn's quarterback told the fans of Oklahoma, you wish you were me.
Then Oklahoma quarterback breaks his hand and is out a month. What a game.
Yeah, it's weird. Sean Mateer, believe it or not, was the Heisman leader.
Yeah. Tell him who is now, Binkley.
Who is now is Fernando Mendoza, man. Believe it or not, this is the quarterback of Indiana. He transferred from Cal, but I don't think you'd have to go back pretty far through history that the leading Heisman odds was Indiana quarterback.
Well, no, you do. The last time I think it was 1989 they had a runner up in the Heisman voting that year, and it was a running back. And he ended up, I can't remember his name, but I did do a deep dive on this guy last night. He was like played 3 or 4 years with Phoenix, and then it was over for him. But it's kind of cool to see Indiana in the middle of everything right now. But KU, Missouri, big wins for them over the weekend. Missouri's got this big star at their running back position. KU just destroyed, West Virginia over the weekend. What are you thinking about the two locals right now? Because K-State, forget about it, man. You got other issues to worry about, like maybe having to fire your coach.
Yeah, K-State's got some main issues. They're coming off that bye and playing UCF this week. Who did hammer Bill Belichick in North Carolina last week with Bill Belichick's girlfriend walking on the sideline, which doesn't happen in football ever, and people are pointing it out. But Kansas looked good against West Virginia. They just hammered West Virginia. West Virginia was coming off a big emotional win off of Pittsburgh, their backyard brawl, their rivals in college football. They beat them in overtime. But that game was a no-doubter. I mean, you're not used to seeing Kansas just completely take another team out of the game early on immediately and just completely dominate them. Cincinnati comes to Lawrence this week, and KU's like 4.5-point favorites. KU's going to cover this game against Cincinnati. KU's a good football team this year. And Lance Leipold is throwing some gas, calling Cincinnati the best team they've played all year because they also played Missouri this year. But he's calling Cincinnati the best team they played this year. But on the other end, Missouri, they've got a running back named Ahmad Hardy.
Oh, never
and
heard of him.
If you always play this dude, he's like watching Derrick Henry.
He's pretty good,
Henry,
right? Like he's ran for like 600 yards on 79 attempts, 7 touchdowns.
Yeah, he's great. He's the second leading rusher in the nation. He leads the SEC in rushing. He's had 4 straight 100-yard games for Missouri, including a 250-yard game. But if you watch him run, it's just nonchalant, just the stiff arm. Like, I haven't seen a college player stiff arm like Derrick Henry. Mm. But that is the – well, I've seen him do it, but not consistently. Like him, he just doesn't go down. He was going to score a touchdown. He comes out of the pile, his feet still – you know, off the ground, off the turf, and gets in the end zone. He was he's a true sophomore. He transferred from Louisiana Monroe, actually led the Sun Belt in rushing last year. This guy's one of the top running backs in the transfer portal. So he is good, and you're going to get to see him go on even next year. And Jamal Roberts from Missouri, that's a great 1-2 combination they have there. But Missouri with the big win over South Carolina in the Battle of Columbia's last week, where Missouri's now went 6-7 against South Carolina. But it's UMass. It's UMass this week for
UMass
Missouri.
UMass week, yeah.
Yeah, before bye week, before Alabama. And Alabama's played much better than that first loss they had against Florida State at the beginning of the year. So, you know, conceivably, Missouri does not go on the road until October 18th at Auburn. They could be undefeated heading to that matchup. But, yeah, the local schools have been fun to watch.
No doubt. Binkley, have you ever wanted to, like, choke slam anyone more than Brendel Chamblee?
yeah, there's probably a few people in there, Dust Man, but he's up there. You know, you don't like him.
Not a fan. We're going to talk about him a little bit later on in the show, but I do want to talk to you about this Chiefs team because you get, you know, way more involved in like the X's and O's, which is why we love you, with especially the Character Concerns podcast. So the characters of concern I want to ask you about more in concern with the offensive line or the defensive line for Jay Binkley.
You know, I think the offensive line and what they're doing, they've got to gel because Patrick Mahomes, that's the guy, man. I mean, yeah, the defense looked great the last couple of weeks. And the defensive line, you know, believe it or not, guys, the Kansas City Chiefs have 7 sacks this year. And although that's not many, we always think of the Baltimore Ravens as this vaunted defense. They only got 3. They're 29th in the NFL and getting to the quarterback. But the gelling of the offensive line and seeing Mahomes have to scramble, seeing Juwan Taylor jumps or false start, and just no continuity, seeing Creed Humphrey bounce one off his leg a couple weeks ago. But get that group together because this is for Mahomes. Because if this line gels and goes together, they can start drafting offensive skill positions to really bolster because they are where they're at. Because, as I said, they've had 31 picks. Draft picks the last 4 years, and only 7 of them have been offensive skill positions. And, of course, that's the 1 first-rounder, 3 second-round wide receivers, a 4th-round tight end, and 2 seventh-round running backs. It's time to bolster that. But it all starts with a great offensive line up front from Kansas City. But they struggled. But they struggled last week, and they're going to struggle against aggressive pass rushers. That's one thing the Giants do have, you know, with Brian Burns and Dexter Lawrence in the middle and the way that they were using Abdul Carter, you know, at the off-ball linebacker and putting him around. But, yeah, I'm getting more concerned about the offensive line. But I'll say this, though. People are saying, well, is this Ravens defense going to work the Chiefs offensive line? Here's the one thing about the Ravens. This is not your daddy's defense.
No.
This is a big bundle of suck, as I like to say, defense. You know where the Ravens rank in the NFL? Number 32.
Yeah, they're last.
Number 32 defense. They're 31st against the pass. And you'll say, well, it's just an anomaly. It's early in the season, whatever. You know what Baltimore was last year in pass defense? 31. It was Baltimore than Jacksonville, the 2 worst secondaries in the NFL. So they haven't gotten better. They were 31 last year, 30 this year. They're 30 against the run. They have not been good. They give up a lot of sacks on the offensive line. They've given up 12 sacks this year. That's number 2 in the NFL. I know Lamar Jackson didn't get sacked very much, but that's number two in the NFL.
Seven times on Monday Night Football.
Oh, yeah, it was fun 7 times in that. But this defense is not the same defense you're used to with the Baltimore Ravens. I mean, they've given up over 30 points twice. That's insane.
Sweet. Yeah, it's like Baltimore in name only here, man. Like, I think we see the Ravens and we think, oh, how is our offense going to get going against this defense? And then you do that deep dive in the defense and you watched them on Monday night and you realize that defense is not good. This is a get-healthy game, potentially, offensively, for this team with how low they rank, you know, from a defensive standpoint. Like, the Chiefs have to do it this weekend against a bad defense.
No, they have to. And an offense, you know, they are scoring a ton of points, but, you know, they do run for 122 a game. Chiefs run for 108, as bad as that running game has been. But the one thing about the Ravens is that myth. It's one of those big myths. Sports has a lot of myths, you know. Mm-hmm. There's always that narrative that Patrick Mahomes is getting older in a dynasty, but he just turned 30 years old. It's a myth. The myth of the Ravens' defense is big and bad, and they're bullies. Well, they're number 32 in the NFL. They're not bullying anybody at this point. Matter of fact, the top two teams that people look at, Baltimore and Buffalo, Buffalo's defense is not that good either. I mean, we're talking about two teams that scored 41 and 40 first game of the year. Teams that give up at least 40 points in the first game have never won the Super Bowl, so that bodes well for both Baltimore and Buffalo. That's sad. Love that one.
No doubt. Binkley, well, enjoy the game, enjoy the Ryder Cup, and enjoy the Paige Spiranek post that she...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have in about 24 hours for you.
Every one of them, Dust Man. Keep sending them.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Jay.
Yeah, see you guys later.
It's Jay Binkley there for you. Love it, man. You get it all right there. Stats, fun, big bundle of suck, and BBL stinky all at the same time. All.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.